And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's October the 19th, 2016. 1781, on this day, Cornwallis surrendered his British army at the siege of Yorktown, ending the American Revolutionary War. He wanted a band to be playing, and George Washington said no. So Lord Cornwallis skipped the surrender ceremony, said he was ill, and his soldiers, who were despondent, many of them drunk, weeping, threw down their muskets, and that was the end of it. It's the birthday of the motion picture pioneer Auguste Lumière, 1862, Besançon, France. Thomas Edison had already invented his kinetoscope. It was a peephole machine. You looked through a little hole, and strips of film were pulled in front of a light source, which created the illusion of movement. But the Lumière brothers, Auguste and Louis, began work on a device that would project the image onto a screen. And they shot some movies of workers leaving their factory in Lyon, held their first public screening December of 1895. They had a little film of a train pulling into a station head-on, and audience members screamed and panicked. But Auguste was not interested in going any farther along that line. He said, "My invention can be exploited as a scientific curiosity, but apart from that, it has no commercial value whatsoever." It's the 85th birthday of the author John le Carré, born in Dorset, England, 1931, creator of George Smiley, the spy in The Spy Who Came in from the Cold, and Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, and other books. Most recent book, a memoir, The Pigeon Tunnel, Stories from My Life. John le Carré, whose advice to writers was very simple, they should remember, he said, that the cat sat on the mat is not the beginning of a story, but the cat sat on the dog's mat is the beginning of a story. It's the birthday of the columnist Jack Anderson, 1922, Long Beach, California. His column, in its heyday, carried by over 1,000 papers. Jack Anderson, who had a flair for courting disgruntled low-level government employees and convincing them to sneak him classified documents. And it was on this day in 1873 the first set of football rules were drafted by Yale, Rutgers, and Princeton. The rules, more like soccer than what we think of as football, including the rule that no one could throw or carry the ball. The rules did not last long. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by William Shakespeare, his sonnet number 73. That time of year thou mayest in me behold, when yellow leaves or none or few do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away. Death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. Shakespeare's Sonnet 73, That Time of Year Thou Mayest in Me Behold. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.